Welcome to Word Games, a podcast featuring ridiculous, random, absurd word games, hosted by Stephen and Rebecca. If you like tongue twisters, silly stories, and other hilarious goofiness, you've come to the right place. So take a seat and let's jump into the latest episode.
Welcome to another episode of that podcast called
Word Games.
I'm Stephen.
I'm Rebecca.
And this is Word Games. And in the past, one of the word games that we've done a lot has been tongue twisters. It's not really a game, but it's like it involves words.
It's an activity.
It's fun. It's funny.
Yeah.
Mostly we have made up our own tongue twisters. There's one episode where we did what were supposedly the world's hardest tongue twisters. Mm-hmm. And so that was, ones that we hadn't created. This episode, we're going to do classic tongue twisters. So the she sells, et cetera. I kind of got the idea of this because I believe it was a previous episode or one of the previous recent episodes. We talked a little bit about Ren, who is a musical artist that I'm obsessed with lately. And he has a song called Hi Ren that's kind of been going viral lately. And he makes a reference to She Sells She Shells, which is actually a reference to another song that he did that references that nursery rhyme tongue twister, or whatever you want to call it. So that's going to be the first of our classic tongue twisters that we do. And this is going to be a little bit different because, you know, like usually when we do tongue twisters, they're very short and we just kind of repeat them over and over, trying to say them as fast as we can and kind of screwing it up and seeing how distorted it gets. Mm-hmm. But because these are longer, we're just going to go through it once as fast as we can, and we're just going to take turns doing different ones rather than each doing the same one. So Rebecca is going to kick it off with the She Sells Seashells tongue twister as fast as she can.
Okay. All right. I haven't really read through this either, but okay. So time start. I'm just going through this once as fast as I can.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'll see. If it seems like it might be funny if we do it a couple more times, maybe we'll kind of play a bet here.
Okay. Well, I am reading it, so that might make this easier, but yeah. We'll see. She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells, I'm sure. So if she sells seashells on the shore, then I'm sure she'll sell seashells on the shells. That was really actually really bad.
Yeah.
That was really, really bad.
So the actual words
I felt
are,
like I was having a stroke.
She sells seashells by the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. So if she sells seashells on the seashore, then I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
Then I'm sure she sells seashore shells. I really felt like I had no control over the words that were coming out of my mouth.
Okay.
So yeah, there it is.
Well, I'm going to do, I think that might be like perhaps like the most famous tongue twister, and this might be the other almost. So
as fast as you can.
This is Peter Piper. Mm-hmm. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
That was so good.
All right, let me try to push myself and do it faster. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
Started out a little rough, but you still were very, it was very distinguishable.
The first time I think I slowed down a little bit to try to, to try to correct myself. But that's, the whole humor comes from pushing past what you're able to do comfortably.
And I think reading it definitely there's an element of correction, or it's easier to do. Yeah. Perhaps
I think that one might be easier than the seashell one too, though, because I'll read this one slowly. It's Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked? And that was much easier for me to say than the she sells seashells one.
Seashells,
like,
yeah.
That one's hard to say even slow.
I know.
So I think that really might be one of the most difficult ones.
Yeah, perhaps.
Okay, so now the other one I sent you is Fuzzy Wuzzy, correct?
Yeah. And I'm just going to be really bold and say, I feel like this is going to be a pretty easy one.
Perhaps.
I don't feel like I'm going to have problems with this one. In fact, this was my sister's, she had a teddy bear when she was a kid, and it like said this poem. Anyway, when you press this tummy. Okay, here we go. Fuzzy Wuzzy. I always get so nervous. Fuzzy Wuzzy was a bear. Fuzzy Wuzzy had no hair. Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't fuzzy, was he? Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't very fuzzy, was he? That's just kind of a...
Yeah, that's an easy one. Yeah. I don't think we even need to go through that one again.
here's it slow. Just kidding.
Okay. Now I'm going to do the woodchuck. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck?
Another classic. I think you're going to do really well with this one, too.
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck, he would as much as he could, and chuck as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. Well,
it kind of felt like you were losing control there, like your brain wasn't...
Well, because I guess I didn't really know how it went past the first part. So it's, how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? He would chuck, he would as much as he could, and chucks as much wood as a woodchuck would if a woodchuck could chuck wood. That one's a little tricky.
That's
it's not,
funny.
Not too hard, but... It's it's not as hard. Like the seashells one is hard because there's a lot of sounds that are very similar but different, and you kind of stumble over it. This one is just like, I don't know. It's like it kind of tries to trick you whether a wood or a chuck is coming. I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so now...
We could dissect these all night.
So now the next one, Rebecca...
Now, Steven has kept this a secret from me.
Yeah, and I have not... You know, so this is supposed to be, you know, like a more well-known tongue twister, but I have not heard of it. But it's...
He's sending it to me right now, I think, via text.
Okay, Rebecca, you are doing Betty Botter.
Betty Botter? Oh my gosh, Steven, this is so long.
Go for it.
Okay. Betty Botter. Betty Botter bought a butter. Oh my goodness. Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she'd... Hold on.
Go fast.
I'm trying. Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she, the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter, but a bitter, bitter, butter will make a bitter batter better. So she bought a bit of some butter, better than the bitter butter, put it in the bitter batter, made a bitter batter better. So it was Betty's butter, but some butter, better.
You kind
the
of
whole
did
time
okay.
I was trying to like actually read it and go fast.
Yeah, because you've never heard this before.
No.
So to read it slow, or do you want it?
I'll read it slow. Betty Botter, if I can. Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she, and also it's the weird commas. Like it's the sentence structure is bizarre. But said she, the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my bitter batter better. So she bought some better butter, better than the bitter butter, put it in her bitter batter, made her bitter batter better. So 'twas better Betty Botter bought some better butter. Oh my God. Who sat there and thought, this is it. This is great. This is what I want to do with my time.
Okay. Well, now
I want you to do this one. Okay.
Cool. Okay. Maybe I'll do that as a bonus. Okay. But the the last one, and I'm taking on the last one. This is another one that I haven't heard before, but it's called I Thought a Thought.
This will be fun.
I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought. That the thought I thought I thought I thought had been the thought I thought I would have thought. I wouldn't have thought I thought. That wasn't too hard. So it's I thought a thought, but the thought I thought wasn't the thought I thought I thought. If the thought I thought I thought had been the thought I thought, I wouldn't have thought I thought. Okay, I'll try the Betty Botter one.
Okay.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but said she the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter better. But a bit of butter will make my bitter better better. So she bought some better butter, but then the bitter butter, but it in her better batter butter made her bitter better better. So it was Betty Botter bought some better butter. Okay, that is a hard one. that's probably harder than she sells seashells.
Maybe.
All right. Well. That's all we have for you this week. Hope you enjoyed those classic tongue twisters, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.